Blog Talk Radio.
Night in my life, the very road to eternity, that casts aside the darkness that surrounding me. Let me roll free like the spirit I was meant to be. The very light of my life, let me know eternal peace. That the winds from the ocean sweep me off my feet. Let my heart fill with silence of the open seas. Heart soft, built high, and a clear blue sky. There's a remedy reaching far beyond my dreams. Darkness on my skin, now I'm in between. Every night in my life, every road to eternity, let me cast aside the darkness that's around me. Let me roll free like the spirit I've sent you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Cynthia Fontaine. I'd like to thank you for joining me today, wherever you are. I'm here on the East Coast of the United States, and it's 8 o'clock in the evening. So if you're on the West Coast, good early evening to you. And if you're in the middle of the country, I guess it's about evening time everywhere in the U.S. right now, and Canada as well. So I'd like to welcome you all from wherever you're listening from. I have clients and listeners all around the world. I'd like to say hello to Ireland and Australia and Spain, Canada, Ecuador, and many, many states in the U.S., New Mexico. And Mexico, actually, I have someone in Mexico as well, and California, New York, oh, it's too many to list. I'm so grateful and blessed to have such a variety of people from all around the world who give me the opportunity to shine light on their life and your life to help you see perhaps things that you're unable to see and to help you grow and experience a more thoughtful, intuitive, and fantastic life. That's what I'm all about. For those of you who haven't heard me before, aren't familiar with my work, I am a master intuitive shaman. I'm a master healer. I have certifications in many, many, many areas, probably too many to list. I'm also an animal communication specialist. So those are just a few of the things I do. I'm also a workshop facilitator, and I've been on radio. Obviously, you're listening to me now, not only on my own show, but I've been a guest on quite a few shows, including a recent appearance last week on the Angel Radio Network. So if you missed that, you can find the replay on Blog Talk Radio, and that, again, is the Angel Radio Network. And that show was all about self-care and love, self-love, which ties into our this sort of workshop and show tonight on intuition. Now, if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. And I will be happy to take your questions tonight on the topic of intuition or psychic ability, questions of that sort. I prefer not to do readings today, but if you have questions, again, on the topic of intuition, if you're looking for some guidance on perhaps how to sharpen your intuition or even how to begin, I'll be happy to spend some time chatting with you tonight or this afternoon, again, wherever you happen to be. You know, I'm going to say tonight probably over and over again because it is nighttime where I'm at here on the East Coast now. So just a little bit about how to find me. You can find me on Facebook, and that is my private page is CynthiaFontaine.142. So I have to tell you, nothing at all happens on my private page, though I give you my private page simply so you can find my public page, because the public page, is the title is so long. That is, the Facebook is Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Gifted Healer, sorry, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. It's too long. I need to shorten it. If anybody knows how to do that, message me. That would be great. So you are listening in the introduction to Kevro. I want to get to that before I forget. And Kevro is a fabulous artist out of New York. He writes his own music and obviously sings. He also plays guitar. And you can find his music. And by the way, he has a great special, a 4-CD digital package for $30. $30. It's fantastic. How can you go wrong with that? It's 47 tracks. Anyway, his website is kevrowe.bandcamp.com, kevrowebandcamp.com. So I would like to thank Kev for allowing me to use his fabulous music. It fits so well for what I do. So I'd like to thank him again. So if you'd like to join me in the chat room, I am live on the chat room as well. So please feel free to sign in and chat with me. You can watch, hear this, I believe, live on Facebook if you'd like to listen that way. And you can also get back to my contact information. My website is www.cynthiafontaine.com. Really easy. Try to keep everything with my name. That way you guys can just find me everywhere. My Twitter is Cynthia Fontaine, not Cynthia Fontaine. So please like my page on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. My email is CynthiaFontaine@live.com. So I get hundreds and hundreds of emails every day. And if you're not in my contact list, I may miss an email. So please message me through Facebook. That's a much better way for me to see that. So again, I'd like to welcome you today. And we're going to get into our topic today of Intuition 101. I get so many people and questions asking about how do I recognize my intuition? How do I start? You know, and some people who are more advanced know where to start, but perhaps a question that I often get too is, how do I meet my guide? So we're going to do a little bit of that tonight. I'm going to do two processes with you as we get into our call here. Planning on going till about 9 o'clock. I may go a little bit longer, but I think probably just till 9. Let's see. So why don't we start with a process? So let's see. It's about 10 past 8 now. I think probably most people have had a chance to get on. And if you haven't and you tune in later, you can always go back and listen to the replay. And I encourage you to do that. So I'm just going to begin here. And what we're going to do is, one thing with intuition is that it's really important is that you start by listening to your body. Understand your body really well. One thing that happens often when you may be, say, for example, speaking about a relative who's passed, and all of a sudden you get the hair on the back of your neck stand up or you get the chills, that is usually means that that relative has entered into the space wherever you happen to be. You're connected with that relative. That's a really good indication that someone in spirit is present with you. So that's a really, quick tip that is pretty simple. So that being said, I'm just checking in on Facebook here. Sorry, I have to multitask. I don't quite yet have an assistant. So I have to do all this stuff myself, so I apologize for that. But that's a really good tip. And so what we're going to do with this process is another thing is to really, again, know your body. Start listening and understanding your body. If you, for example, are thinking about taking a trip somewhere, and you get this gut feeling, you know, you guys all know what it is. You know, your stomach churns, something just doesn't quite feel right. And you may choose to listen to that or you may choose not to listen to that. That, I have, from my own experience, made choices not to listen to my intuition. And I'll tell you, every time I have done that, it is terrible. And I'll give you a good example of that. I was, this was 2004, I was on vacation. It was a stay-home vacation. Stay vacation or whatever. So I was at home, and I was doing some things around the house, and I had gone to the Home Depot, and, you know, many of you are probably familiar with the Home Depot. For those of you who aren't, it's basically a huge sort of hardware store where you can buy pretty much anything that you need to build decks or work on your house or whatever. So I was headed over to the Home Depot a couple of towns over, and I was in the middle of the Home Depot, and I kept hearing this voice that said, go to the Home Depot in Somerset. Now, I was at the Home Depot in North Dartmouth, Massachusetts, and the Somerset Home Depot was two towns in the other direction from my house at that time, and it was probably maybe 20 minutes away from the Home Depot in North Dartmouth. And this conversation went on in my head for about 10 minutes. And my guides kept saying, go to the Home Depot in North Dartmouth, in Somerset, sorry. And I finally was so disgusted with them, I snapped at them and I said, I'm not going to the Home Depot in Somerset when I am standing in the Home Depot in North Dartmouth. And that was it. I never heard again, you know, for the rest of my shopping trip about going to the Home Depot in Somerset. They took my word and shut up. So I finished my shopping, was on my way home, and I was approaching an intersection that was caution light on my side and a stop sign on the other side of the four-way intersection. And as I was approaching the intersection, I was coming up the hill, and I immediately knew as I approached the intersection why my guides told me to go to the Home Depot in Somerset. Within a matter of seconds, the car that was on my right-hand side coming out of the high school at the stop sign ran the stop sign and hit me and pushed me into oncoming traffic. Fortunately, the car, the truck, which was a very large truck, that he pushed me to, we just went bumper to bumper. I was very, very lucky. Another really interesting thing was I did not feel the impact. I actually watched the impact from outside of the car. I didn't feel the initial impact because I was out of my body. And I can remember it was like yesterday, even though it was 9 years ago now. I'm looking down at the car and I said, oh my God, this is really bad. And as soon as I said that, I immediately went back into my body and the pain was excruciating. My chest was crushed. I broke my shoulder. Anyway, it was pretty cool actually observing it from outside of the car and not feeling the initial impact. And then going back into the body was horrendous. So I understand for those of you out there who have had near-death experiences and say, I didn't want to come back, I totally understand. It's really, really incredible. And I hadn't even gone to the other side at that point. I was just out of my body. Although I have been to the other side through meditation, which is actually really, really cool. I have been into the face of what I call nothingness. Some of you may refer to it as, oh my gosh, I can't think of it. There's heaven, people think heaven, hell, and then what's in the middle? Purgatory. I think the place of nothingness is what some religious factors call purgatory. And, you know, it's not bad. There's just nothing there. Really nothing. It's kind of cool. Okay, so back to intuition. I didn't listen to my guides, and I'm very experienced in this. You know, I've been doing this for many, many, many years. I first channeled when I was 19, and I won't tell you how old I am now, but I'm almost 50. So that kind of gives you an indication of how long I've been at this for. So really get to know your body and start to understand what the little signs mean. One thing for me, when I am communicating with my guides, the thought doesn't, I don't hear them in my ear like you're hearing me now, or if you're listening to the replay, then, you know, you'll be hearing me on the replay. So I don't hear them in my ear. I used to hear them behind my right ear, and that was when, you know, I really sort of had to go into a semi-trance state when I was, you know, fairly new at this. And actually, even for a number of years, I had been doing it, and I still sort of went to a semi-trance state when I channeled messages and so forth. Now, I'm so clear that I don't have to go into a trance state anymore, even a semi-trance state, and the information just comes. It's really, really, really cool. So for those of you who are just starting, I encourage you to keep at it, because you get better and better, just like practicing the piano. Now, that being said, you know, there are a lot of beginners who play the piano and very few who reach the level of Beethoven or Mozart, no matter how much you practice. You know, we all have innate talents for certain things. And I happen to have an innate talent for mediumship and intuition and working with my guides. You know, I also work with the galactic beings, and I travel to other places, and anyway, that's a whole different subject. Okay, so now, before we really begin and get into this, I'm going to do a process with you. And whether you're listening live or you're listening to the replay, the energy is fresh and evergreen, and as more and more people jump on the call or listen to the replay, the vibration and the energy keeps building and building, even if it's 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, 2 years from now, it doesn't matter. Okay, so what we're going to do here is I'm going to teach you to start feeling energy. And if you don't feel it right away, that's okay. Sometimes it takes a few tries at this. Sometimes it may take a couple of months. Other people get it right away. Now, for those of you who are familiar with hands-on healing, I know there are some Reiki practitioners who listen to me. You're very familiar with this exercise. And so what we're going to do for those of you who aren't, and please, those of you who are familiar, join in with the process. You're going to take your two hands. First, I want you to put your two feet flat on the floor. And if you're driving the car, obviously, please don't do this at this time. You know, either pull over or listen to the replay at a later time. You know, I want everybody to be safe. So what we're going to do is I'd like you to put both feet on the floor, sit nice and tall like you have a string attached to the crown of your head and another string attached to your sacral for your bottom, one pulling up and one pulling down. So your spine is nice and straight and aligned as best you can. So, but be comfortable, okay? And take a nice deep breath in. And as you inhale through your nose, exhale out through your mouth, and just visualize any stress of the day that you've accumulated or anything, just visualize it flowing right off of you. And let all your muscles relax. Let your scalp relax and your face and your eyes and your jaw, your throat. Just let everything relax. And you can hear as I'm speaking, my voice is getting more and more relaxed and it's getting a little bit lower in tone. And that's how, you know, and this is another tip for you guys, and you can use this when you're speaking to someone, when you are in your head, in your thinking mind, in your ego, your tone of voice is a little bit higher. And as you drop down into your heart and your heart chakra, your tone, your voice lowers and it gets, you're a little bit softer spoken. The whole tone of your voice changes. So you can hear the shift, how my voice shifted as we're doing this relaxation and breathing technique. So if you're stressed, that's a really good thing to do. Just take a couple of nice deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth and big ah out and just let all the stress flow out of your day. Okay, so now once you're ready and you're feeling a little bit relaxed, you're going to take your two hands and you're going to rub your hands together like you're warming them up on a cold day. Okay, so you're going to rub the tops of them and the bottoms of them, rub the palms together and feel them start to get heated up. And when you start to feel the heat caused from the friction, slowly, very slowly, separate your hands. Oh, my goodness. I love this. As many years as I've been doing this, it's always so really cool to me. As you separate your hands, can you feel the energy between your two hands? So imagine that energy is taking the shape of a ball, and you can play with that ball. You can make it bigger or smaller, and you can feel the resistance between your two hands with the energy. This is a really good way to start getting not only connected with spirit, but to start getting your chakras open, okay, because we have chakras in the palms of our hands. And for those of you who aren't familiar with chakras, those are energy centers, and we have many, many of them in our body. We have one in each hand. We have them on the bottom of our feet. And then we have seven main chakras from the base of your spine to the crown of your head. And now they've discovered that there are many, many chakras that expand outside of the crown. So I want you to continue to play with this energy ball. And imagine now everyone that's on the call or in the chat room, again, whether you're listening on the replay or live, this is all live and evergreen. So this is a valid whether you're listening now again or on the replay. So play with your energy ball and imagine all the people who are listening now or who are listening at another time or have their energy ball, and imagine you're going to pass this ball around the circle, which is going to go all around the world because we connect with so many, many people. Last week, my show had over 1,000 listeners. So imagine 1,000 people spread out all around the globe and pass that ball around the circle of this 1,000 people. And maybe this call will have even more people. So maybe it'll be 2,000. So just imagine what that would look like if you filled your living room. Of course, you know, you couldn't fit 1,000 people in your living room, even if you have a mansion. So imagine passing this ball all around 1,000 people. And then it just continues and continues and continues. Because 5 years from now, when somebody's listening to this, there might be 100,000 people who have listened. And all of you are all connected by the energy of life. And that's going to segue us right into talking a little bit about how we connect into our intuition and where does it come from? You know, how do I or other people know things, can do readings for people and such without ever knowing these people or knowing anything about them? Well, for those of you who have seen The Matrix, the movie, you sort of have an idea of how this works. And for those of you who haven't seen Matrix, because I know I have a lot of younger fans and listeners who maybe you guys haven't experienced the movie The Matrix, I really urge you to watch that movie because it really explains how we do this. And also, when you look at ancient religion, Buddhism, for example, where, if any of you have heard the Dalai Lama or Thich Nhat Hanh, you know, or even Lao Tzu, there's so many fabulous masters out there who have all said we are all connected. And science is now proving this as well. When you look at string theory and Dr. Kaku, so if you have a chance, look him up. And, Mikio Kaku, I believe his first name is Mikio, but he's fabulous. You can find him on TED Talks and everything. So science is now backing up the theory that we are all connected, and The Matrix gives you a really good idea. And one way of sort of grasping this, because as humans, we really tend to need visuals, okay? So now, most of you have electricity in your house, probably all of you. And if you haven't, you're familiar with electricity. and you probably have a toaster or a coffee pot. And now imagine, for example, you have your toaster and you want to toast a piece of bread. And you, you know, go over to the toaster and you push the button and nothing happens. Strange. Well, there's this cord that comes out of the toaster that has a plug on it that if you plug into the socket on your wall and then push the button of the toaster down, you get toast miraculously. Well, intuition works just like that. There is this sort of web, if you can imagine, that holds everything together. And that's not just everything on our planet, but it holds the universe together. So if you took your cord, your plug from yourself, say so to say, imagine that you're a toaster, and you plug it in to the network, plug it into the electric socket, all of a sudden you light up. You can make toast. Well, that is how I and so many others access information to guide you. And many of you also can do this and have this ability. So that is just a really, really basic idea of how this works. I have a couple of things that I'd like to read for you here, and I don't remember where these quotes came from, but you know, I hope whoever is listening, if it's your quote, then please let me know. But I have hundreds of notebooks from over the years of doing this, and I don't always write down where I picked this up from, but this is about intuition. Intuitive wisdom is attained by establishing a relationship with the soul of the whole and each of its parts. Your ability to participate consciously in this vast relationship web rests on one thing, evolving your spiritual presence. The spiritual self is powerful. It facilitates and actualizes intuition. We are all related. Knowledge comes from your capacity to establish relationships within the spirit found in everything. So that, you know, goes to really go with what I was saying about how we're all connected and tap into, you can tap into the matrix. So how do you do this? Well, as the paragraph that I just read says, you have to evolve your spiritual presence. And how do you do that? You know, I haven't been involved in formal religion since I was 15 years old. And there are probably a lot of you out there who aren't involved with formal religion either, or organized religion. And many of you may be. And whatever works for you, that's okay, because it isn't so much important if you have, if you belong to a formal religious practice, as it is that you connect to spirit, okay? So some ways that help you connect to spirit are really simple. And, you know, you may be saying, oh my gosh, you know, this is important. And a lot of you are going to know that this is important. So one thing to help you raise your vibration or your frequency, because spirit lives within us, but spirit vibrates at a higher level. And in order to really connect, it's important for you to raise your vibration to that level so you can connect with your guides, your angels, ascended masters, God or creator, on that level. If you, for example, are a chronic, you're chronically dishonest, or you have addiction problems, that blocks your vibration. It lowers your vibration and blocks your connection to spirit. So some things that are really important is to live with integrity. And that means live honestly. You know, and if you do something that is perhaps maybe a little less than noble, or, you know, something that you need to apologize for, do that. Really do that. Another really big part of raising your vibration is forgiveness. Many, many of you, as I, have experienced lots of trauma in our lives as children, perhaps as teenagers, or even as adults. You know, life can wear on you. You have car problems or money issues. You've gotten divorced. You've lost a job or lost loved ones, maybe even a child. And all those things can really, really wear you down. So it's really important to find the things that you can be grateful for, despite any hardships that you may be going through now or may have gone through in the past. And to forgive those who perhaps have hurt you in some way or dishonored you, And forgiveness is not for the person. It's for you and for your soul. It's to free yourself from the bondage of being in that energy of negativity or holding a grudge. And, you know, that's really sort of a whole nother show. And since we only have about 24 minutes, I'm not really going to get too much into the forgiveness piece. You can, you know, I'll do another show on the forgiveness. And if you missed my show last week, oh, you know, it's not posted yet, but I'm going to try to get that reposted soon. But you can, if you missed my show on Angel Radio Network last week, July 18th, you can catch that. And that's about self-love and self-care. And that is really key and important in building up your intuitive skills. Because taking care of yourself is really important. And by taking care of yourself, can be an example such as you're feeling really tired today. And you normally go to the gym after work, and then you need to pick up groceries, and perhaps you need to pick up Jamie from soccer, and then you need to cook, you know, you have to cook dinner when you get home, and the kids need help with homework and so forth. So you have all this going on, and maybe you've just worked a 14-hour shift. Well, how are you going to, first of all, how are you going to fit it all in? Second of all, it's really important to ask yourself, okay, today, how important is it that I go to the gym? Or how important is it that I make dinner? Maybe we'll do takeout tonight. So you have to ask yourself again, how can I take care of myself to really promote loving yourself, for one thing, because self-care is about loving yourself. And loving yourself, and I don't mean in a conceited way, but I mean really accepting who you are, knowing your limits, and this is really important for everyone listening, learn how to say no. Learn to disappoint people. Really, really key in self-care. Learn to say no. And you don't have to explain why. Just say, no, I don't think I'll do that. For example, someone invites you to, I don't know, go to dinner tomorrow night. And, you know you have a long day, you have a number of things to do, whatever. And you just don't have to explain. Just say, thank you, but no. And you can just leave it at that. Or you can say, you know, maybe another time. Okay? So really important. Good self-care. Overcoming addiction is another really key thing. For so many of us who are intuitive or empathic, I really feel it's sort of the same kind of thing. Psychic, we're all on that same level. We tend to have really porous boundaries. And what that means is our energy fields are wide open, and that allows for other people's energy to come in, and that's why we can pick up things on other people. So many of us, especially, you know, until you get really well versed in this, don't realize that perhaps some of the addictions are because you are trying to ground yourself, for one thing, because we take on everybody else's energies, and you don't realize that perhaps the stress that you're feeling doesn't belong to you. So you might eat a box of cookies or a container of ice cream, or you may have a bottle or two of wine or a case of beer, a six-pack of beer, or whatever, maybe even a case, who knows. You know, you might be addicted to sex or drugs and not even realize that it could be because you're taking on everybody else's stuff and you don't even know that these feelings don't belong to you. So here's another clue and another tip. Really get in tune with your own feelings and knowing and understanding your body and your feelings. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, stop and ask yourself, is this my overwhelm or is this someone else's? Your body and your higher soul, your higher consciousness, your intuition knows the answer. So don't be surprised if all of a sudden you hear in your head, oh, it's not mine, it's someone else's. And if you do hear that, and if you don't, it's okay. If you hear it, great. If not, goes the same for both ways. Say, whoever this energy belongs to, I send it back to you, and you must receive it. Ah, oh, what a relief. Everybody breathe. Ah. Okay, so offer yourself loving kindness and offer it to others. Pay it forward. Hold the door open for someone. If you're going through a toll booth, give the toll booth operator a bottle of water. Whatever it may be, simple little things really add up, and all those things help to raise your vibration. Meditation is key. Really, really important. Now, I'm not one who can sit and meditate on a cushion for 2 hours. I am a personal number of 5. So any of you who know anything about numerology know that 5s can't sit still for 5 minutes. We're multitaskers, and we have to be doing multiple things at one time. For example, if I'm reading a book, I can't be reading one book. I have to be reading 5 books. And even as I'm speaking to you, I have 4 notebooks set out in front of me. Can't be just one. So anyway, when I meditate, I often listen to a guided meditation, and it can be my own or someone else's. I work very frequently with Kenji Kumara's meditations and working in the galactic space. So if you have not heard of Kenji Kumara, I suggest you check out his website, KenjiKumara. Really, really fabulous stuff. And he is on, I forget what radio show he's on. But anyway, check out his website. All the information is there. And I do hope to have some meditations, either MP3s or CD available coming this fall. I'm working on that now. I am looking for some assistance of any of you techies out there who would like to sort of volunteer to guide me on this. That would be great. So meditation. I've had the best meditation at a stoplight. How long does a stoplight last? 30 seconds? You know, I don't recommend listening to meditation tape while you're driving or CD or anything. But you can definitely zone at a traffic light. And the guy behind you will let you know when that light turns red. Another thing is you may love to sing or dance or sew. When you get into a state where you forget about what's going on in your daily life and you're just absorbed in what you're doing, that's a form of meditation. Now, if you want to connect with your guide, then that is something that, you know, you want to do intentionally. And we've got about 15 minutes left here, so I really want to talk about that just for a moment, meeting your spirit guide. And I'm not sure if we're going to have time to get into a process with that. Let me just cover a couple of more quick points. Another thing that you really want to be sure is clutter. Spirit detests clutter. And if your house is cluttered, if your car is cluttered, if your desk is cluttered, it blocks the communication. So if you have clutter, clear it out. If you have makeup that's over 6 months old, throw it away. If you have books that have been on your shelf for 5 years, give them away. Open the space for something new and beautiful to come in. If you have clothes that you haven't worn in, I say a year, some people say 2 years, give them away. Give them to the universe. Have a yard sale. If you've got 20 vases, get rid of them. Keep a couple. Who needs all that stuff? So clear the clutter. You'll have less cleaning to do and more time to work on your intuition. So we've talked about things that you want, you know, things that you want to do, things that you want to avoid, that will block your intuition and lower your vibration, being dishonest in any way, fabricating stories or telling even white lies. Those things all bring your vibration down. Again, using drugs or alcohol, those things all affect your vibration. This is key for a lot of people. Self-criticism, negative thinking, and self-talk. How many of you do that? How many of you look in the mirror and say, oh, I hate my body. Oh, I hate my hair. Oh, I wish I had different eyes. Oh, look at that fat or those stretch marks. I've done it myself. One thing that really, really helped me over the years is doing Louise Hay's mirror work. And what you do is you look into the mirror every morning and you look into your eyes and say, I love you. I really, really love you. It's going to feel really phony at first, and you're going to probably hear all kinds of things running through your head, you know, but keep doing it. I really encourage you to keep doing it. You will find that you start to believe it, and you're going to feel better. I do this event once a year. It's a fundraising event, and it's really, really cool. I see a lot of people who I haven't seen since the event the year before. It's in my hometown, and, you know, so it's a lot of people who I grew up with and went through all through school with and so forth. And every year they say, oh, my God, you look fabulous. You get younger every year. This is the key. Love yourself. Love yourself. No matter what, love yourself. That's the key. You will start to look younger. I promise. You'll get a sparkle in your eye, and people will say, what have you done differently? Okay, so stop the negative self-talk. When you catch yourself, your mind chatter, going, you know, 100 miles an hour, you should have done this, you should have done that. Oh, my God, why did you do this? Or this, you look terrible in that dress. Just stop and tell your mind to stop. Say, oh, there that voice is again. Put that little voice to sleep. Recognize that. Once you acknowledge it, it has to go away. Okay, so intuition, communication, is the universal language of all life. It needs no translation. No translation. Masters of intuition really focus on and master the enhancement of five senses. I feel that the sixth sense is our intuitive sense. Stay connected with your core. That's the thing. Take care of yourself. Also, be sure to have healthy relationships. And if you have relationships with family members or loved ones that perhaps have been a little rocky, maybe you haven't spoken to your mother or brother or sister for 5 years, I really encourage you to do the best you can to patch that up. I get so many calls from people who have lost loved ones who they did not have the opportunity to make that connection and, you know, patch things up with them. So I really, really encourage you to do that, because the healthier you are in your relationships, the better your intuition will be. Now, that being said, you know, if you were sexually abused by your Uncle Tom, and please, all you Toms out there, don't take offense. I just pulled that name out of the air. You know, it doesn't mean that you now have to be best friends with him. But it's really important that you forgive him so you can be free of it. And you can do that in a letter, which you never have to send. There are a number of ways you can do that. And again, we'll talk about forgiveness another day. I always say a little prayer before I work with people. So it's a really good idea to connect with spirit, because it puts you in the right frame of mind. So whatever your religious background is, whether it's Christian or Buddhism or whatever, say a prayer that you are comfortable with. And it doesn't matter, you know, you call it creator or father, mother, God, or Allah, or Buddha, whatever, Krishna, doesn't matter. It's all the same. They're all, it's just different names. It's all one energy source, okay? So pick a prayer or make up your own that really gets you, tunes you in to spirit. And this is a prayer that I often say. And you can change the words to fit you. But if you'd like to write this down, you can always go back and listen to the replay. And again, I take a nice deep breath, both feet on the floor, palms open. God, make me a channel for divine clairvoyance and an instrument of thy peace. Of myself, I am nothing. The light doest thou work. Relieve me of all the bondage of self, so that I may better hear your voice and do thy will. Let there only be light. Show me how that I may best serve this person for the highest good of all concerned. So be it. So you can take that prayer and you can change it around to suit yourself however you'd like to address your higher spirit. And you can also adjust this to make it for yourself if you'd like to hear a clearer message for your own self and not necessarily that you have to do it for other people. Now, let's do a really quick process here. I know we only have about 7 minutes left, and I'm going to do a show on meeting your spirit guide probably in August, I think. But we're just going to do a really quick connection here for a couple of minutes, okay? So if you're driving a car or operating a tractor, you know, please put this on pause, come back and listen to it later, or pull over and be safe, okay? You can lie down, you can sit down with both feet on the floor, whatever you're more comfortable with, just so you relax. And again, same, both feet on the floor or lie down. Straight back, whether you're lying down or sitting. And you're going to take a couple of nice deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you exhale out through your mouth, make an audible sound like, ah, or oh, or That signals the body that something is happening. Boy, I just got the chills. That's great. So my body is saying, yes, something's going on. Spirit is in the room. Ooh. Okay, so now, as we're going to breathe in two more times, a nice deep breath in, palms up, and a nice deep breath out. And now we're going to ask that our highest guides, angels, ascended masters, all those of the light, perhaps animal guides, teachers, master teachers, creator, now come through to us. And breathe that energy in. And oh my God, the room is so full here. You can probably feel an energy shift wherever you're listening. And all the temperature, my body temperature is suddenly raising and I'm actually sort of lifting a little bit off the seat. Really kind of cool. The room is so, so full. So, and if you don't feel this, it's okay. It takes practice, just like with the energy ball. Some of you may get it right away. For some of you, it may take longer, but keep doing it. Repetition is the key. If you do it every day, it becomes easier and easier. So as we invite spirit in and our spirit guides, our guides, masters, I'm going to ask now for each and every one of you that one of your guides step forward, and you may see a color, you may feel an energy. You may see a person in your mind's eye or a shape. It may not be clear, but you might see some sort of outline. I work with galactic beings, and they're very thin and tall, and they don't look human at all. But they're lovely, lovely beings. So your guide may present themselves in many different ways. It can be a spirit, a human form, or just a ball of energy. I have guides who come through as colors. Each one has their own color. And then I have several Indian guides. I have Snowy Pines and Falling River and Chief Littlefoot, who he's so cute with his headdress. He's really kind of a little guy. But anyway, I love my guides. So as your guides step forward, ask them to introduce themselves and introduce yourself to them. And even again, if you're not feeling or seeing anything, that's okay. Still introduce yourself, because your guide is there and they will appreciate that. Okay. So you say what your name is. For example, I'm Cynthia Fontaine. And now you ask your guide, would you please step forward and introduce yourself? I'm Cynthia Fontaine. And you say your name there. And breathe that in. And a big exhale out. So this is just a really, really quick demonstration of meeting your guides, because we only have about 3 minutes left here. So let's just talk about a couple of other key things that are important. Really going, flowing freely in your life is so important with intuition and tuning in. It's about living in the present moment, because if we're thinking about the past, holding on to a past moment, it can be regret or sadness or hurt, fear, guilt, blame, anger, resentment. It can actually even be good thoughts as well. Or if we're thinking about the future, oh my gosh, I have to do this tomorrow, that tomorrow. Oh, I can't wait till vacation in 6 months. Well, why wait for 6 months? Pretend that you're on vacation today. You know, have that joy that you have when you're on vacation. You can do it, even when you have to go through the everyday motions of life. So it's important to bring yourself into the present moment. So live today, live right now, like you're on vacation, in your mind. Love is the answer to healing of all sorts. Love is the pathway to forgiveness. Forgiveness dissolves resentment. The more you dwell on what you don't want, the more you get. Ah, how about that? So if you are holding on to regret or sadness of things that you did or didn't do or people have done to you, you're living in the past and you're not living in love. You can only be in love in the present moment. Everybody just absorb that, think about that, and take that all in. So we only have about a minute and a half left here. And I want to let you know again how to find me in case you tuned in late. You can find my website, www.cynthiafontaine.com, and that's C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Follow me on Twitter, Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine. I am on Facebook. My private page is cynthiafontaine.142. So I will tell you again, nothing happens there. Like my public page, and that is a long one, Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. My email is cynthiafontaine@live.com. So please message me on Facebook. I say it every show multiple times because I get so many emails, I don't often see them. I want to thank you all for tuning in, listening live, and those of you who listen to the replay. I so appreciate you being here, taking time out of your busy day to take care of yourself, do a little self-care, and for supporting me in a way, you know, for really being interested in my work. And I really love you guys all. And again, thank you for tuning in, and check out my show tomorrow, 1:30 live, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I love you guys, and I will see you soon.
Let me roll free like the spirit. I was there.